Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ethan,
Dan,
and Charlie
with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the University of Queensland is set to introduce an extended exam timetable to combat the use of AI in an academic setting. The university has announced that along with its regular Saturday schedules, students can now be tested late on Fridays and on Sundays. First Drafts has suggested that exams could be scheduled as late as 7:15 p.m. or as early as 8 a.m. on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. According to an email sent to all UQ students last week, the faculty is actively exploring longer-term approaches to better accommodate the increasing need for in-person exams. This new timetable will commence for in-semester exams beginning late March. In other news, a research project conducted by a University of Queensland's Associate Professor Jonathan Olson has demonstrated a significant difference in life expectancies across the state by using the railway networks. Whilst overarching statistics find median ages of death being from 60 to 88, the research team points out the stark average death just between suburbs and cities, mere 6 kilometres apart. Findings also display that those who live in southeast Queensland do have a longer life expectancy overall, though Dr. Olson calls upon the increased use of spatially referenced data, which will be incredibly valuable towards health-based initiatives such as upgrading parks and green spaces, with interventions being tailored from the evidence and co-designed with communities being tailored to their needs. However, this research, which has been published in the Health Promotion Journal of Australia, displays the prominent and debilitating impact of poor social, environmental, economic, and cultural experiences and how these tie into weakening health. Not only could this research be used to create and promote green spaces towards communities, they could also allow policymakers and government health officials to create the correct support for those communities based on their income, housing, education, and employment.
And in national news, Australians can expect to receive a nationwide mobile alert under a brand new emergency notification scheme this July. AusAlert, a national emergency notification originally set to reach our devices in 2024, aims to deliver faster emergency warning notifications to Australians in the wake of natural disasters such as floods and bushfires, with a possibility for use in the event of a terrorist attack or other police operations. The notification is set to target any phone containing a SIM card, reaching phones within a 160-metre radius, and will override any Do Not Disturb settings. The nationwide trial will occur on July 27th at 2 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time and is projected to be finalised and rolled out by October this year. In more national news, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson aims to push for a referendum following a series of remarks towards marginalised groups that have been widely condemned. Hanson recently criticised Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's Labor government for their post-Bondi hate crime laws, saying that the laws were used by political elites to potentially jail her. One of Hanson's more recent explicit statements was saying that there were no good Muslims. Within the last day, Hanson's One Nation party has surged to 28%, doing better than the coalition and having more influence in Australia's political landscape. Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi, who was told by Hanson in 2024 to, quote, piss off back to Pakistan, believes that the idea of a referendum is unlikely without major support and is about freedom for bigots.
In international news, Russian scientific journal Baterospermum has been demanded to be censored by an unnamed publisher, citing alleged violations of the Russian law against LGBT propaganda. The journal, which is about the sexual life of animals, includes descriptions of both homosexual behaviour amongst animals as well as descriptions of hermaphroditic animals, such as snails, slugs, and flatworms, and are considered to legally constitute propaganda of non-traditional relationships and propaganda for non-traditional genitalia, respectively. Other animals noted on include arachnids and octopi. The magazine's website has also been briefly taken offline previously for containing the word sperm, despite Bractospermum referring to a genus of freshwater algae. Victor Koivin, editor of the journal, states that the legal analysis of the text was conducted using artificial intelligence, resulting in the editorial team being faced with a decision to challenge the accusations or rewrite, as quoted, half the book. For your 8 a.m. weather today, Brisbane is 24 degrees but feels like 26. It's 86% humidity with an 87% cloud cover. The wind is 14 kilometres per hour coming from the southeast. There is a speckling of rain with 0 millimetres, yet spots of rain are evident. This is all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.